Whoa! Hey! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Whoa! Hey! Don't touch me! Hey! Hey! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Hey! Oh! Don't touch me!
Them a flex and the man them a chant. Got the 60 star.
What the fuck is that fucking noise?
What the fuck is that?
Boom shakalaka.
Who the fuck is this asshole?
Tell him no, sir.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
So we have all these possibilities before we stampede towards the clitoris.
Hold it, hold it. What the hell is that shit?
Filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch!
I remember how you used to hold me. How I used to sit on your face and wriggle.
Holy Jesus!
Stop me, beautiful!
What the fuck?
Friday! Hey, Scum!
We'll be right back. Oh yeah, lowlife flathead scum, back with you once again to welcome you to the fourth edition of What the Fuck Fridays, our celebration of comedy and bad manners on your official radio station of the Lynx. Best case scenario, What the Fuck Fridays will get you in the mood for fun for your Friday night. Worst case scenario, you'll think we've just lost our minds. And if you're in the Fort Lauderdale area, get ready to lose your mind, because for the next three nights, this incredibly funny guy and the former host of Comedy Central's Insomniac will be headlining at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. This is Dave Attell on What the Fuck Fridays.
Why not? How's it going? You're good. You guys are into it. I like it. For those of you who don't know me, get a look at it. You see it? I have kind of a weird look. I have kind of a Andre Agassi with a drinking problem kind of look. Not many ladies go for it. It's their loss. That's the way I see it. We're here for fun, and this is when fun happens. Late. Hanging out with your friends. Late. Listen to that mother of two. That's when all the fun happens. Late. Hanging out all night. You know how it is. Fun. Go home a little early, right? Mistake. You get that call the next day. You know that call. You should have hung out, man. You should have hung out, man. Well, what happened? Oh. That's what a lie sounds like. Oh. 10 minutes after you left. It's always 10 minutes after you leave. That's when all the fun shows up. Like the fun mobiles, 10 blocks behind you, just waiting. Watch it. 10 minutes after you left, the Spice Girls broke in and had sex with everybody. Yeah. Even the fat kid wearing the Babylon 5 t-shirt, he got a little. And it's never gonna happen again. Yeah. I make my own fun, like today. I'm sitting on the couch, right? My dog's licking himself, right? I'm touching myself, right? We catch each other's eyes, we both start laughing. Now, he went from pet to friend really quick. You know what I'm saying? You got to make your own little fun. That's the way I see it. Go out, have a couple of drinks. Why not? You know what my drink is? Jack Daniels. Yes. That is a wild man drink. That should come with bail money. You know what I'm saying? Because on Jack, you don't know where you're going to end up. But you know when you get there, you won't be wearing any pants. That's the way it works. I'm drinking Jack, and I started blacking out. You ever black out? Or as I call it, time travel. You ever do that? Oh, yeah. You know how it is. You're drinking, you black out, you wake up, you're in another bar, you're drinking, you black out, you wake up, you're playing that knife game with a half-Indian somewhere in North Dakota. Yeah, yeah! Winner fixes the tranny! Yeah! You're drinking, you black out, you wake up, you're in White Castle. Working there 3 years, still not assistant manager. Your buddies tell you to quit, but you can't because you're banging the slow girl on the fryer later. They say she's a little dim, but those titties ain't dim. That sounds like a little country western tune. Now, this is New York. This is like the house music capital. You got to work it. You got to push it. I don't got to do anything. I don't like being ordered around by my music, all right? Take it down a notch, just a little bit. There's one guy, the worst guy in the music, the Yanni man. You know Yanni, right? First of all, anyone who looks like a magician and doesn't do magic, I don't like. I don't even like magic. I hate it, but I love the word. Ta-da! I love that word. I don't get to say it. Right? I never do any magic. You can't just walk around going, ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. The only time I can say it is when I do something really stupid or surprising. Like if I go out drinking all night, hitting strip clubs, and I come home, and I still got some money. Ta-da. I thought I was broke. Why does my jaw hurt? Now, I feel like a cigarette. You can't smoke anymore. It's sad. Right? I like smoking because when you smoke, you know what you won't be doing tomorrow. Like kayaking and bungee jumping and bike riding and mountain climbing. I had a hat blow off in a strong wind. I'm like, I'll get another one. I ain't moving for nothing. Sometimes you need a cigarette, though, right? Like after sex, you want a cigarette. After you have sex with a beautiful woman or a confused young man, you need a cigarette. You don't roll off someone and go, ooh, that was amazing. Skittles? Would you like a Skittle? How about a Jolly Rancher, baby? You want a Jolly Rancher? And if the bad things happen, you need a cigarette, right? Like, let's say, I don't know, you kill a guy with a hammer. You need a cigarette. Because sex and murder are the same. Well, you say the same after both, don't you? Damn, I gotta get the hell out of here. What was I thinking? I know what women like. I know you're looking at me thinking, how does he know? I know. I know what they like. Lots and lots of attention. You might call it stalking, but they love it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. They'll try and fool you with a restraining order. Woo! Oh, you got me. Hanging out in a bus station. Guy comes up to me. He's just got one tooth. Just one. And he's not even taking good care of it, neither. You think when you only got one tooth, you should take really good care of it, not this guy. He had his own agenda. He comes out to me, right? He's like, can I help you? Help me do what? Remember to brush and floss? What can you help me do? He's like, oh no, I thought you needed some directions. If I need directions, I'm not asking a man with one tooth. I'm asking a man with one leg. Because he definitely knows the easiest way to get there, am I right? Oh yeah. Well, why not? Why not, Wally? Why not? If there's a shortcut, that one-legged guy knows where it is. You won't be hopping fences or climbing ladders. He'll get you right there. I like a man with one leg. I like that look. You like that look? I like it. The way they come up to you? Yeah. Those look like they're going to tell you something really important. You know what I'm saying? Very slippery out today. The elevator's broken. That guy's got information. He's helping everyone. Thank you, one-legged man. Thank you. It's all right. And when you got one leg, you got a good story, right? When things are boring, you can always tell that one-legged story. How'd you lose that leg? It's always something really manly, right? Landmine 69. See, a guy with one arm, he's got a story, too. Snowblower, bottle of whiskey. You see a guy with one tooth? Where is the story there? What could the story be? Well, how did it happen? Well, I like a lot of taffy. I got in a couple of fights in my time, right? You know what happens when you get in a fight sometimes? You wet your pants. That's not because you're scared. That's just your balls telling your legs it's time to move out. I'm getting in a fight with a guy, crazy man, after a show. It turns out he's an ex-Navy SEAL. These guys know how to fight on the land, sea, and in the air. There's no escaping them. And I'm doing all right until he starts fighting. Now it's really a brawl, you know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I wake up, I'm at home, I'm sitting on the toilet crying. Not that kind of big girl we ran out of ice cream crying either. I'm really crying. Thinking it's over, thank God I'm alive, tomorrow's another day. Who comes swimming up the toilet? The Navy SEAL man, right into my butt, making me do things. I like that story because it starts really manly and ends kind of queer. That's the way I like it. You're thinking I'm homophobic. I hear it all the time. Dave, you're probably gay. What? Well, you talk about being gay, so you probably are gay. You probably secretly want to have sex with another man. And I say, listen, voice in my head. I do not. How do you know you wouldn't like it? How do you know you wouldn't love it? I know I wouldn't like it or love it. Because one time, during a terrible gardening accident... I sat on a cucumber. All right, it happens. Yeah. You never see it on ER, but it's happening. Every 8 minutes out there, someone's sitting on a cucumber or papaya if you live in Hawaii. You need programs. If that ever happens, you need two things and two things quick. A pair of ice tongs and a friend who can keep a secret. I got a little secret. I'm a fat pig. How's that? I'm getting fatter as we speak. I'm getting fat. This is giant. You can't see it because I'm fat. I am fat, everyone. Oh, yeah. And the summertime is not fat man weather. I'll tell you that right now. Right? You ever see a fat man in the summer? He always looks like he's trying to remember something really important. He's like... Oh, wait. I remember I'm fat. I got it. I like a fat man in the cold. That's when he looks good, right? You see a fat guy in the cold, he's not fat. He just looks prepared. Look at him. He knows what he's doing. He's got supplies right on him. Ready for the winter months. Yeah. You know what I like to do on a night like this? Sit in my apartment playing my favorite apartment game. Find the smell. Have you ever played that game? Okay. I was playing, luckily it was me. You know what I'm saying? It was that kind of scary smell. I when I go over to someone's house and they got that air freshener smell, who are you fooling? I know you did something smelly. And now you don't want me to smelly it, all right? It's some kind of illegal odor out there, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Right? It's always some lemon-scented thing, right? Lemons. I'm in the bathroom. Lemons. What is there, a lemonade stand in here somewhere? I'd like a glass of lemonade. And it never just smells like lemons. It always smells like lemons and ass. You know what I'm saying? Like a lemon ass. And nothing beats ass. Lemons is trying to catch up. Ass is laughing. Ha! Never drink alone, that's what they say. But you know what? If you drink enough, you will never be alone, all right? People will find you. And that's when all the bad stuff happens, right? Just sitting around doing nothing, huh? You know what happened one time? Drunk, nothing to do. End up doing what? My penis in my fish tank, all right? No, I did it just to show them who's boss, all right? They were getting a little uppity. Even the diver guy stopped bubbling. He's like, blah! Then they hit in the castle. And like all good times, it always ends when your grandma walks in, doesn't it? Get that out of my tank! Time for supper! I'm in there for the porno. I like a good porno movie. I'm even watching gay porno now. I'm running out of straight porno. I just pretend it's two straight guys that got there really early. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you're right. That is a great joke. That one is good. If only it was a joke. Some people are against porno movies, and I say, hey, Ohio, Kentucky, and Iran. I say, hey. Whatever a man and a woman and another woman with a penis and a midget do to a donkey, that's their gosh darn business. Just masturbation. Where's the harm in it? Where is the harm in it, I ask you? I masturbate. I do it like I think if I keep doing it, I'm going to win something. That's the way I do it. One shot, one kill. Two men enter, one man leave. There can be only one Highlander. If you ever get caught masturbating, and I hope it doesn't happen to you. All right, now listen up. There's a lot of young people here. Listen up. This could save you a lot of years, all right? I'm telling you. This is what you do. You get caught masturbating, okay? Your fantasy world has collapsed on you, all right? Now it's just you and shame hanging out together once again. This is what you do. First, look surprised. And don't worry, you will be surprised. What's happening? Bad locksmith! Then say this, okay? Quick, get some help! My hand and peony are fighting! Get some help, a hot towel, and a chicken burrito. This is a battle royale. Oh, hey, hey, hey,
oh, hey. Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Used Car Lot Auto Salesman.
Mr. Used Car Lot Auto Salesman.
Slick back hair, a sharkskin suit, alligator boots. You cultivate a look that oozes, trust me.
I think that I can trust you.
You stand behind every car you sell. Because if you stood in front and the brakes failed, you'd be crushed.
You better watch out now.
Oil leak? What oil leak? That puddle under the car is just sweat from all that horsepower.
Let the horses out now.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Peddler of the Sheet Metal. Because when life hands you lemons, you sell them.
Mr. Used Car Lot Auto Salesman.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
That thing's cute. Let's fucking drop it. No, not that one. No, no. Okay.
Considered a musical genius. It's tough to be accepted when you rhyme about your penis. I.e. my dick is a golden brick, 12 long and several thick, with a density greater than steel. My dick needs training wheels, it's all real. Baby, go ahead and cop a feel. You'll find the end hanging down by my heel. Wiggling around like a baby seal. Now let me explain if you don't get it yet. My dick gets more trim than the wing of a jumbo jet. Here it comes now with no advance warning. My dick will fuck all night, make it breakfast in the morning. It's the real deal, the sacred wang. My dick beat up rocket, my dick fucked up cold
wang.
Long and lean, heavy and thick. It's like Teddy Roosevelt carrying a big stick. Your dick is snack food, my dick's nutritious. My dick's delightful,
the lovely, delicious.
I got the bone that'll make your tail wag. My balls like two fists, hit your clit like a punching bag.
My dick's got the damn if you got the fever. My dick gets straight A's, he's an overachiever. Like Tylenol, my dick will be a head reliever. The monkeys on my dick, they said,
I'm a believer.
My dick gets respect, you better call him Mr. Cock. Brings the logical thoughts to Mr. Spock. Got 50 stars like the red, white, and blue. My dick
keep away from run around soon.
They don't boo my dick, the crowd, they go loo. My dick caused a riot at the Who in 82. They clipped my dick cause I am a Jew. But then the shit regrew, now he's 6'2".
One dick, two dick, buckle my shoe dick. Three dick, four dick, layer on the floor dick. Five dick, six dick, hit her with a biscuit. Seven dick, eight dick, sure tastes great dick. One dick, two dick, buckle my shoe dick. Three dick, four dick, layer on the floor dick. Five dick, six dick, hit her with a biscuit. Seven dick, eight dick, sure tastes great dick.
In your pocket rocket, it's a Patriot missile. My dick's got talent, it can juggle and whistle. My dick can dunk a ball like my man Antoine Carr. My dick's got cable,
fuck that,
it's got Prime Star. Cause my dick is a satellite dish. If you rub on the tip, you can probably make a wish. But don't rub too hard, you'll wish that you did not. I'll knock you over with the geyser of dick snot.
Put your hand in my pants where it's dark and damp. If you wanna meet the genie, then rub the lamp. Hug the lamp, love the lamp. What, what? I got a plan for your hand and my gland. It's the biggie, the baddie, the sacred banana. My dick play the banjo and sing Oh Susanna. We go to the beach, yo, he got his own cabana. My dick so polite, yo, he call you mañana.
My dick so busy, he's got a daily planner. Chills with the girlies in Bananarama. Shoots down motherfuckers like he was Tony motherfucking Montana.
You fucking cockroach!
My dick's the baddest, the dopest, the illest. Arnold looked at my dick, so what you talking about, Willis? My dick so big, he got another dick. Who got a friend with his dick, who know two more dicks. Dick, 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 penis, penis, start to beat his dick. Dick, 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 penis, penis, start to beat his dick.
One dick, two dick, buckle my shoe dick. Three dick, four dick, layer on the floor dick. Five dick, six dick, hit her with the biscuit. Seven dick, eight dick, sure tastes great dick. One dick, two dick, buckle my shoe dick. Three dick, four dick, layer on the floor dick. Five dick, six dick, hit her with the biscuit. Seven dick, eight dick, sure tastes great.
My dick was kung fu fighting.
Don't take out your dick, it'll just
my
make me laugh.
My dick was fast as lightning.
Cause my dick is bigger than your thigh and your calf.
My dick likes the ball. My dick's got a date. Can he borrow your car?
I want to thank you for joining us for What the Fuck Fridays. Hope you guys have a great Friday night. Get out there, have some fun. Don't drink and drive. Always wear a rubber. And I will talk to you later. Low Life signing out. We are closing out with the great, the incomparable Dave Chappelle. Have a great one. I'll talk to you later.
I'm asking you, your white guy, do you know who you're voting for yet? Don't know, do you? Now, you see that? You see what just happened here? Let me tell you something. That is a cultural thing. He knows who he's going to vote for. He's just not going to tell me. See, I've noticed that. That is a cultural thing. White people do not like to talk about their political affiliations. It's a secret. You ever ask a white guy who's voting for you? Hey, Bob, who are you going to vote for?
Dave, whoa. Man. Take it easy now. Take it easy. So anyway, I was fucking my wife in her ass, right? And I mean, it was something else.
Yeah. But who are you voting for?
Dave! Babe, come on with the voting. I'm trying to tell you about fucking my wife. You're asking me all these personal questions.
They don't like to divulge that information. Because it matters to them. Black people talk about that shit. Black people will openly talk about politics. Black people will openly talk about beating up politicians and shit. If I see George Bush, I'll kick his motherfucking ass for cutting my Medicaid. Okay. Why would you just say it? But there's a reason for that. Because it matters more for them. It matters more. Black people see, even when I vote, right? Which I don't. But... But even when I, like, think about, like, who I would vote for, right, I don't even look at their political policies. I just look at their character. You know what I'm saying now? You got to read. No, I'm serious. You got to read between the lines. Like, you know, you look at Clinton, and black people like Clinton, because we've seen him on the campaign. I saw one thing on the campaign trail. He actually just picked a black baby up and kissed him. Come here, little nigger baby. Mwah! Just kiss him. I said, I like that. He did not hesitate or nothing. You see, George Bush Jr., he be that, ugh. Oh, but. Like, see, I'd never vote for George Bush Jr., but I don't know George Bush Jr.'s politics. The only thing I know about George Bush Jr. is that guy sniffed cocaine. That's right. Now, listen. We cannot have that shit in the White House. That might be fine for a mayor, but goddamn it, not in the White House. Not in the White House. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? The stakes are too high in the White House. You can't have no cokehead president. Mm-mm. He'd be selling nuclear secrets for $20, $30 and shit. Could be in meetings embarrassing America. Come on. Sign a treaty, baby. I suck your dick. Like, what the? Mr. President. Like, Mr. President, that is not how we do business here, sir. Stop sucking the ambassador's dick. No, let them finish. I will sign the treaty. There will be peace in Israel, finally.
Fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.